Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land, the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, the cattle futures market fell on pretty hard times today, down sharply. Live cattle were down $1.27 in February at $124.90. April's $2.47 at $124.30. June's down $2 at $116.45. So a really, really sharp sell-off. There was a little bit of spread action here with the February being down less than the April. So that February-April spread worked really well today. Feeder cattle were under pressure as well. January $1.05 lower at $142.87. The March is down $2.35 at $140.70. April's $2.47. And out there in August, $2.40 lower at $150.80. 151.80 rather. Now the market broke through some support level. We've had a trend line going back a few months here, or a channel between the high and the low, and it's been pretty steady up until today. And looks like we broke through that bottom end of that support line at this point, and that added to the additional liquidation. Looks like the cash trade is going to be about 124 this week. Yesterday we had a cold storage report, all beef 481 million pounds, about the same as it was last month. So no real story there. The pork market, or pork cold storage, was about 575 million pounds. That was up from last year. And then Friday, we've got a cold on-feed report, which is expected to show 102 on-feed, 103 placed, 105 marketed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
The grain action today was mixed. We had corn up 4 cents, so quite welcoming there. The market overall is up above the resistance levels here, the 392 level that we've hit several times in March. And it looks like we're going to close above it. So what does that mean going forward? Is the highest close we've had in a substantial amount of time? Will it break out? Will it keep going? Some people think, but the export market up to this point, especially out of China, hadn't really been all that big for the corn, but it could start with the phase one deal and the markets locking where we are breaking out here. Also, the South American export prices have rallied substantially relative to the U.S. export prices. So we've become really competitive on the world market for our corn. And then this morning, there were two different separate flash sales of around 140,000 metric tons, which also helped lift it. Beans, on the other hand, were down 3 to 5 cents. Chicago wheat up about a penny today. Kansas City down a penny, so that March Chicago spread down 2.5 cents at 87.75. And then cotton gave a bunch back here today, with March down 110 at 70.03. The May cotton down 109. Stock market has come back. It's only down 23 right now. It was down a couple hundred at one point this morning, so it's come back quite strong.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.